still a stir about school meal standards. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. The Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act passed 4 years ago, but it's still stirring controversy. In part, the act drastically changed food requirements for school nutrition programs, changes that some say were too drastic and are not working, while others claim are making a difference in the fight against childhood obesity. The issue at hand currently is the movement in the House of Representatives to allow waivers to schools whose meal programs have been losing money for 6 months. As some representatives say, schools are trying to force children to eat food they don't want, so they're leaving school grounds to eat elsewhere and throwing that food in the trash. But other representatives say that parents and schools have to try to teach children to eat healthier food to try and deal with the obesity crisis, a point that is echoed by many advocacy groups, including retired U.S. Army General William Wallace of Mission Readiness.
More than 90% of the nation's school districts are successfully implementing these science-based standards, and that's great news for everyone who cares about the health of our students. Our members nationwide are forming a united front to keep the implementation effort on track and to give kids a fighting chance for healthy lives. Because without continued vigilance, we're facing a future in which our kids grow ever more obese. That means huge costs for health care and reduced productivity, and it implies fewer qualified recruits for our military, thus impacting our national security.
Julie Mack Peak with Southeast AgNet.